Yes, okay. I call to order the meeting of the Berkeley Lake City Council on April 16th, 2026, and note for the voice record that we have a quorum of our council members present, that our city administrator, city attorney are present, as well as eight members of the public. Regarding the agenda, you've had a chance to review that. Do I hear a motion regarding the agenda as it's been presented?
Yes, I move to accept the agenda as submitted.
Do I hear a second?
I second the motion.
Okay, thank you. Any discussion about the agenda? In that case, all in favor of accepting the agenda as submitted, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. We also have a public hearing tonight on the budget amendment. Are there any members of our public that are here wanting to speak about the budget amendment specifically? Okay, hearing none, I would move on to the consent agenda. There are three items on that: the minutes from March 19th, 2026 council meeting, the minutes from that same evening's work session, and the financial statements of February 2026 unaudited. Do I hear a motion regarding the consent agenda?
I make a motion to approve all items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, Bill Lacey moves and Rebecca seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, that's unanimous. Lee, talk to us please about the 2025 budget amendment.
Yes, ma'am. O-26-261 is a housekeeping measure to identify the final status of expenses and revenues for 2025. I'm requesting the council place the item on second read and adopt the amended budget.
Okay. This is the first item, the only item under O business tonight. Do I hear a motion from anyone about that?
Yes. I'd like to move to place O-26-261, an ordinance to amend the budget for the year 2025, to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for an effective date and for other purposes on second read, and to adopt the amended budget.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, Chip moves and Bill Lacey seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, that's unanimous. We have a public comment policy that's been advertised and presented tonight. Lee, do you want to talk to us about that, please?
Yes, ma'am. The city attorney has prepared this policy to help ensure efficient and orderly meetings and to provide guidance to citizens who wish to address city council about their concerns.
Do I hear a motion regarding this policy?
I make a motion to accept the current comment policy.
Do I hear a second?
Yes, I second the motion.
Skip moves and Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, that's unanimous. The VC3 amendment for IT services. Lee, talk to us about that, please.
Yes, ma'am. The city's IT contractor, VC3, presented the need for various security upgrades at last month's work session. Additionally, in order to meet a federal mandate relative to ADA compliance, as well as to make various other changes to the city's website, staff requested VC3 assistance to update the website. The agreement before you continues the current services provided by VC3 and adds the security and website upgrades. Staff requests that you approve the agreement and authorize the mayor to sign it, subject to review and approval by the city attorney.
Do I hear such a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the agreement and authorize the mayor to sign it, subject to review and approval by the city attorney.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Rebecca moves, Bill Lacey seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, that's unanimous. And the last item under new business, Lee, talk to us about Keck and Woods' proposal.
Yes, ma'am. This year, I requested that the city engineer assist with preparation of the 2025-2026 annual MS4 report, a proposal for which is before you tonight. Staff requests that you accept the proposal.
Do I hear such a motion?
Yes, I'd like to move to accept the Keck and Wood proposal to prepare the 2025-2026 MS4 report.
Do I second that.
Okay. Chip moves and Skip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. That's unanimous. Are there any public comments tonight? Yes, right here.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
My name is Patricia, and I'm here representing Jack Lowen. He's running for District 97 as state rep. Jack resides at 4920 Bankside Way in Peachtree Corners. Thank you for the opportunity to address the council and the wonderful community that I've had the honor to knock on their doors and meet many of our residents, and where the Jack children have had the opportunity to attend Berkeley Lake Elementary. He's running as a Democrat to represent Georgia House District 97. His campaign and tenure is about providing leadership that move us forward. I would like to pass out some flyers, and there's a website if you guys would like to know some more, but he couldn't be here today, so he asked me to step in.
Thank you very much. I'm his campaign manager. Okay. You can just hand that out to people as we leave, because we won't keep you very much longer,
okay.
I promise.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, any other? Yes, sir.
Good evening, Mayor and Council.
Name and address.
My name is Michael Wagner, 3589 Hermitage Drive, and I've been a Berkeley Lake resident for over 20 years. I want to begin by being very clear what I want to talk about. I fully support our partnership with the Gwinnett County Police Department, the ability to share the Flock camera data with the GCPD is a proven force multiplier for Berkeley Lake's safety. My goal tonight isn't to weaken this link, but to ensure that the contractual terms between our city and Flock safety are as robust as technology itself. This past Monday, April 13th, the city of Dunwoody, their city council, reached a unanimous agreement to renew with Flock, not by accepting the standard fine print, but by negotiating a master services agreement that protects their residents' civil rights. They proved that the city can be a leader in public safety without surrendering its data sovereignty. Dunwoody successfully negotiated for a federal sharing toggle, a literal switch that allows the city to keep local data local, preventing it from being harvested by federal agencies like ICE without the explicit local approval. They also secured language that prohibits Flock from using resident movement data to train their private AI models. That's their move to the future. As I understand, our current authorization with Flock dates back to 2023. Since then, Flock has updated their terms twice. More recently, February, to include perpetual data licenses and liability caps that shift risk onto us, the taxpayers. To ensure Berkeley Lake matches the high standard of privacy just set by Dunwoody just a few days ago, I'm asking for verification of 3 points. First of all, ownership. Will the city attorney verify that Berkeley Lake retains 100% ownership of our data and that it cannot be used for Flock's private AI development? Accountability, number two, will the council pull a quarterly search justification log to ensure that the system is being used only for its intended law enforcement purposes? And then third, the toggle. Will we follow Dunwoody's lead and implement a federal sharing toggle to ensure our partnership with Gwinnett County remains focused on local public safety? We don't choose.
Sir?
Yes.
We just voted tonight on a policy that we would limit comments to 2 minutes, and we're over three now. C- Could you send the rest of this to us in writing so that we can share it and talk
Absolutely.
About it?
I just have one paragraph to finish.
Okay.
Mayor Salter.
Make that brief, please.
We don't have to choose between a safe community and secure civil rights. There are two sides of the same coin. I'm asking this council to ensure that as you modernize our policing through future contract renewals, our residents' privacy is treated as a fundamental right. Not negotiable commodities for a private vendor, and that our community is provided with full, ongoing transparency on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you. Can you send that to us, Michael?
Absolutely.
Great. Okay. Thank you very much. Any other public comments tonight? Okay. Then I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Do we hear a second?
I'll second that.
Bill Lacey moves and Rebecca seconds. All in favor?
All right.
Thank you. That's unanimous. We're adjourned.